The Outlet. The Talk of Wanaka.
The show in itself means something different to everyone from whatever age or whatever lifestyle you're in. It means something different. They come for different reasons. So what I do is I try to listen to all those different reasons and all those reasons why they come and what would make it better. And that as it evolves into something that we can achieve better for next year.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour, and in this podcast, I talk to Jane Stalker. Jane is the general manager for the Wanaka A&P show. We chat about what will be this year's highlights, the logistical challenges, and some new attractions, and find out how Jane and her team are shaping the show and ensuring a seamless experience for everyone.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Wanaka.
Let's have a look at what's on Wanaka, brought to you by Liquorland 3 Parks, there for your next event with Unreal Deals. The QLDC Library team are excited to kick off March with a special invitation to everyone in the community to join them in embracing the power of learning, connection and well-being by signing up for a library card. Now, it's free to join at any of the library branches across the district, and anyone who signs up in March can choose from one of the 5 library-themed lanyards and the opportunity to enter a draw for a grocery voucher. All the info is on the Things to Do button, then events on the Wanaka app. Jane Stalker has been involved in the Wanaka A&P show for over 20 years, and this year there are new team members and new attractions. We'll talk about those and some of the logistical challenges involved in putting on such a large event. Hi Jane, welcome to the Outlet podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We've chatted before. You spent over 20 years with the Wanaka A&P show, so it's not long until the show is on. Are there any key highlights or new attractions that people can look forward to this year, Jane?
We always try and do something a bit new, a bit different. So what we've done was kind of grouped the farriers and the woodchoppers and the shearers and the goats. We've grouped them all together, and that's what we're going to call our rural village. So as you come in the new gate show, you'll enter into the rural village, which I think is a really nice entrance. It gives you that feel of A&P, which is always something that we always strive to maintain, that A&P essence of the show. As you know, we've got lots of trade, lots of entertainment, but it's driving to keep the A&P. So I think that's a really good move for this year. And the other one that we've tried to do for a long time and haven't achieved it is create a farmyard, which is always really important for the kids and adults that don't see animals up close. So this year we've got a farmyard as well. So I'm really proud of that part.
So that's all, as you just come in the entrance, it's all there ready to go.
In gate 2, yes. If not, you have to find gate 2. But we've got 7 gates, so there's quite a lot of gates to get in.
Well, that's okay.
There's lots of maps around, so it should be easy enough to find them.
That's right. Well, they know where to head. That's good. This year, too, you've welcomed on some new team members to help with organising the event. How have their contributions impacted the planning process for you?
Well, it's been fantastic. I've got new staff, younger staff. They've got a great, different outlook, perhaps. So we've got the older ones and the younger ones. And we do compete a wee bit between each other by, you know, they like to stick by the rules. And we're a bit like, well, okay, you know. And that's a bit of a fun part of the event. None of them, three of the 6 of us have been to the show before in the context of actually working behind the scenes. So everyone's a wee bit nervous about how it's going to hit them. But they're a great team and I'm really proud of them. It'll be great to see them in action. And then we've also got new board members. Again, they're awesome. They've got a great strategy behind and they're going to come out and really have a look at the show from a different point of view. So I think altogether, that's fantastic. We're really pleased.
Because the planning for each event starts after the other one finishes, right?
Yeah.
Were they surprised at the amount of work that's involved, do you think?
I think everyone is. It's really hard to, a whole year for 2 days, you know, it doesn't add up. And even now, the board's sort of saying, well, what have you been doing all year? And we go, wow. You start with debriefs and then we're straight into the planning. And we've done new systems, new staff. So all that's taken its toll a wee bit.
You have had some logistical challenges this year, especially with the ongoing roadworks and some of the potential traffic disruptions. What would you like people to know about that? And how do you think they should plan for the day, Jane?
Yeah, really, really good question. We've been lucky enough to get some new roundabouts put in. You know, council and transit doing a lot of work to make sure that, you know, our traffic flows. And then every now and then we put in these events and just to, you know, complicate things, of course. There's events every other weekend and ours has been one of the biggest ones. Has complicated things a little bit. Transit, as I say, Downer, Fulton Hogan, everybody's coming together to do the best that they can do for the weekend. So there are opening roads for the 2 days. However, it will still be very slow. So basically what we're just saying is leave an hour early, just relax, you'll get here and it will happen, but you've just got to have patience and a wee bit more patience than normal. So there's not a lot we can do. Everything we're doing for the best. So hopefully people will understand that and just take the time and relax a wee bit.
So you just need really to let people who are exhibiting at the show or involved in it get in there first, really. Maybe just stagger your times to get there.
That's right. Yeah, just you know, acknowledge that it is going to happen. It is going to be delayed and just give yourself a little bit more time. I think that's key.
We'll get back to my chat with Jane from the Wanaka A&P show shortly, where we'll talk about how Jane and the team constantly evolve the show. But first, here's a couple of jobs listed on the Wanaka app, current as of March 5th, thanks to New World 3 Parks for when it's your job to do the grocery shopping. Clearbrook Motels are looking for a housekeeper for an immediate start. It's 5 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, and you must be available to work between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., with extra hours available. Experience is preferred, but training will be provided for the right candidate. And Mainland Linen are looking for linen sorters. Now, they're looking for two people to help with linen sorting and loading and unloading their vans at their laundry operation based in Wanaka. It's 12 to 18 hours per week and an immediate start. You can find these jobs and more by clicking on the jobs button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. Now it's back to my interview with Jane from the Wanaka A&P show.
Now, as the event manager of the A&P show, what aspects of the event are you most proud of, and how do you continue to evolve and improve the show year after year to meet the expectations of the crowds?
What I'm most proud of is the fact that we've been going for so long, and when I took over 25 years ago, the show was really successful, and we've managed to maintain that success and grow on it. And I think that's what I'm proud of. It's not never at one point in my time have we gone, that was a bad show. Every show has just managed to just raise the bar a little bit. And that's because of the staff and the volunteers, the life members and the whole community that gets behind. And if you see tomorrow's our first working bee, all these people are going to come out the woodwork and go, I'm here to help again and create that atmosphere and give the show its essence of what I believe it is. Just a massive team effort, a lot of passion. And that's what makes it so successful. And how we improve every year is the show in itself means something different to everyone. From whatever age or wherever lifestyle you're in, it means something different. They come for different reasons. So what I do is I try to listen to all those different reasons and all those reasons why they come and what would make it better. And that as it evolves into something that we can achieve better for next year. So we don't necessarily send out a lot of surveys. We just listen a lot and hopefully we nail it.
Yeah, you obviously are nailing it. It's continued to be a great success. What at the show this year are you most excited about?
For me personally, it's about my team. If the team can get in there and achieve what they want to achieve and all that hard work they put in and comes out at the other end and it's a successful, smooth running event, personally, that's great. The second one that I love to see is people walking around the show, chatting to each other, meeting friends, laughing, relaxing, buying goodies because that's what they came for, or their child's got the best ribbon, or they won the cup for the best relish or flowers, and everyone's chatting and just that whole atmosphere of fun and relax, and that's a success for me.
I mean, it really is a great community event, isn't it? It brings everybody together.
Yeah, it does. It does. And we're here for the community and they support us. And I think that's really the success at the end of the day.
So the Wanaka app has the A&P show button on the main page and that's got a lot of information in there. But how else can people get info and help on the day, Jane?
Well, our website's also really good now. We've made a new website for this year and it's got lots and lots of information. On the day, there'll be two information stations, one in Pembroke Park, one in McDougall Street and the main office. So either along there, you can come and ask us questions, or there's information boards dotted around the grounds, which should have everything that you need to know.
Hey, well, thank you for giving up your time to have a chat to me today. And I'm sure the show is going to be a massive success again this year. So thank you so much, Jane.
Oh, thanks, Brett. Lovely to talk to you.
And the Wanaka app has an A&P show button on the main page for the latest up-to-date information.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. The Outlet.
The talk of Wanaka.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview and information podcast for Wanaka. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, get in touch by using the contact button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Wanaka app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available in the podcast section of your Wanaka app and wherever you get your podcasts.